apologized for the sins that Catholic people had did in past ages. Not the Catholic Church. Not the Catholic Church. Catholic people. They were Catholics, so we apologize for them. And the other one, he apologized for some of the Catholic leaders in the past that had persecuted people or did things wrong. Didn't apologize for the church. Now the point is I'm not making a point about whether his apology was accurate or inaccurate or necessary. All I'm saying is that at a time period, if you go back into the time period when the great controversy was written, you'll find that the Pope, because everything had been taken away from him, on his own accord, put himself into a self-imposed exile in the Vatican. He refused to leave it because all his temporal land had been taken away from him. And if you go back and look at what he was saying back then, he was denouncing everything. He wasn't silent. Everything during that time period was everyone else's fault. And it was probably one of the most hostile periods of papal encyclicals that you'll ever come across. Yet here is the great controversy saying that the papacy is going to be making apologies at the time period that the Sunday law is imminent. Now, recently, and I would recommend these books to you, these are both by Catholic authors. Let me tell you about this book. This is called Hitler's Pope. There's been a controversy about whether the Pope that ruled during the Second World War had any connection with the atrocities that were carried out by the Nazis. And there's been a controversy ever since World War II. And this author, John Cornwell, was a world-famous Catholic author that upholds Catholicism. And he told the Vatican he would like to go into this history and write a clear historical book that would, for once and all, silence the people that were accusing the Catholic Church of any connection with Adolf Hitler and the Holocaust. And they said, okay, what we're going to do for you is we're going to open the Vatican archives and we're going to open the Jesuit archives as long as you promise you're not going to say anything wrong about us. And he had to break his promise. Because this book, even though he's pro-Catholic, it's absolutely crystal clear that they have responsibility in what took place in Germany. In fact, he tries to, even though he doesn't deny it and he's become blacklisted in the Catholic circles, he still tries to play it in the best possible light. And when you read this book, if you're willing to see, you'll see that the Pope that ruled during World War II was the